There you are, sport. Would you have ever figured that Nebraska would have had trouble selling bowl tickets for their football team?
Oh, absolutely. Have you not followed the disaster?
Nah,
that
I'm just looking at
swirled
this deal.
Oh, they can't give them. They're so mad up there. They felt jobbed all year, and they just can't give them away.
In a two-day promotion, they threw in a ticket to the January 8th basketball game for every $60 purchase of a ticket to the Holiday Bowl. School would have to pay for any of its 11,000 seats that don't sell as of Wednesday afternoon. Nebraska still needed to sell 2,871 tickets the last time they checked.
Whoa.
You know?
Well, and
you know, they played for the championship and then got sent to the, what, fifth bowl in
yes,
the conference?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Well, and it's what? It's the bowl they went to last year against a team they've already played this year, right?
Mm-hmm. And beat the dog out.
Right.
Yeah,
it's... The Big 12 stuck it to them one last
time. Well, I'm wondering if Washington's selling any tickets. I mean, why do those people want to go down there and watch that again?
They weren't selling any tickets before.
Yeah, that's also true. But there's just there's probably no interest in that, which is a shame because, you know, San Diego is a great place for a bowl game, and the stadium will be dried out by then. So
you hope.
Yeah, go ahead and wash the mud off those first 10 rows. That'll be just fine. So let's see. There was a football game on last night. That was
college or pro?
Yeah, Air Force and.
Well, that was on somebody. Yesterday afternoon. The pro game was on last night. Oh, that's why the bowl game started in the afternoon.
I didn't want. Who was the pro game last night?
Falcons and Saints.
Oh, so. Very good.
Yeah, 12-2 against 10-4. So.
No, actually, it wasn't just any bowl game. That was the Advocare 100 Shreveport Bowl.
And we don't have to go to that ever again. They went from the Big 12 and the SEC to the WAC. And the ACC and a couple of option teams.
It's Conference USA because it was Air Force.
You're right, Conference USA.
No, Mountain West. I'm sorry, it's Mountain West. We'll get it right here in a second.
Yeah, Drew Brees. Drew Brees is the spokesperson for Advocare. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, do you know what this is?
It's snake oil, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's excuse me. It's a multi-level marketing opportunity.
Oh, it's liquid Amway.
They have pills also. But, yeah, it's health, it's wellness, it's weight control, it's training, and you, too, could look into the possibilities of making it a business of your own. I believe that's the way Mr. Brees said it.
No
kidding.
Did he
say it with a straight face?
Yes, he did.
Because we played in that last year.
Yeah.
I knew that's what it was because I remember that. I remember seeing the commercials last year.
I don't remember it being a multi-level marketing deal.
Yes,
I guess I missed out on that part.
Yeah. Well, and you'll see people around here. I mean, there are people around here involved in it because they've got Advocare on their vehicle.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I wonder, in the goodie kit to the media, did they have, like, a sign-up sheet? Or
yeah,
there was
really.
No goodie kit. That was the worst-run bowl game ever.
No. Okay.
Glad to never go. It's the only bowl game you ever go to that, like, 10 minutes afterwards, the volunteers went, turned the lights off and the power off and told the media to get out, go file your story somewhere else.
Well,
really?
I noticed that the little tents under the goalposts at one end, they were pretty much empty. But, again, it's Air Force and Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
you
the good
leave
news.
Leave Atlanta and go to Shreveport.
Well, the good news. Well, how about Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is that at least it was two rushing teams. I told Louie yesterday. I said I'll set the over under at 19 total passes thrown in this game. He took the under, and I checked it last night. They threw a total between the two teams of 37 passes.
Yeah, I was about to say because Air Force ended up throwing 23.
Yeah,
not completing. Don't get me wrong.
There's a difference between not pass and can't pass. Okay.
Because you've got Air Force Service Academy against Georgia Tech, which is coached by the guy who used to be at Navy. So they're both running the triple option. So.
Yeah. Well, and that kid couldn't throw a pass if he had to from Georgia Tech. So.
No, they're not a good.
Now there was one.
Who did they lose to in the Big 12?
Oh, I don't know.
Kansas?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Kansas, right? The worst team in the Big 12.
After Kansas lost to South Pierre, South Dakota High School. Or
there
something.
Was one interesting thing, and that was there was one family that had a kid on both teams.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is kind of an oddity. And there's mom and daddy sitting in the stands with jerseys on that were half Air Force and half Georgia Tech with their numbers, and fortunately they were large enough you could read them. And
I'm getting the idea that Scott had very little to do on his day off.
Sounds like it.
I'm just saying.
I watch this crappy bowl game.
I watched the last half of the last quarter. That's all. So all those observations in the last half of the last quarter.
Hey, I watched.
You saw no scoring then.
No, I didn't.
I watched the last half of the last quarter of that Pizza Bowl night before last, and that actually was reasonably entertaining.
Was it?
Yeah, Little Caesars Bowl. Well, it was FIU.
What do we got? Yeah, they won, didn't they?
Yeah, hit a field goal as time expired.
Oh, that's outstanding. And then what do we got tonight? Two?
Tonight we got two bowl games. Oh. Well, one at 5:30.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the Big 12 starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it's the Insight Bowl, isn't it?
Insight, yeah. Missouri and Iowa at 9 o'clock. Set your alarms.
Probably not. I'll get you to go ahead and look at the highlights tomorrow. Hey, you know, we normally talk politics because all the politicians are gone. There is one interesting thing. It's time for us to start paying attention over in Austin because things are about to get crazy over there. I don't know if you saw that Steve Ogden is going to co-sponsor a bill having to do with getting more federal money down here along the border. Kind of goes along with the story you had there, Chase. It's, you know, it's a bad situation down there, just bad. And I think he's looking at it from the standpoint of it's real easy for that stuff to literally bleed over into Texas and
So
spending money to do what needs to be done.
And to bridge the two, I had the story during the five yesterday about how would you like to be on the El Paso Chamber of Commerce? Or how would you like to be, you know, Brute by Fabergé trying to attract people to the cheap cologne bowl in El Paso? And the first thing that happens when the University of Miami gets there is they say, oh, by the way, we didn't even bring our passports, and we're going to meet with local police just to ensure the safety of our team.
Yeah.
And then then Notre Dame, and let's see, you've got Notre Dame, the world's largest Catholic university.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming to El Paso, very high percentage of Hispanics mm-hmm, there, mm-hmm. A lot of Hispanic Catholics. You got to figure that's going to be a big attraction. What does Brian Kelly say? Yeah, we took up the passports before we even got here because we're pretty much not going to let our team roam around.
Yeah.
Now, and because and all of that to say that it was just across the border in Juarez where, what was it, last month they had about 3,000 people killed.
If you're El Paso, what's your slogan? We're not Laredo?
Well, and the problem is...
good luck.
The problem is...
And literally, I think that's your slogan, El Paso. Yeah. Good luck.
El Paso has grown explosively. What has happened is the military has been closing bases, and one of the main places they've been redirecting those people is to El Paso.
Fort Bliss.
And as a result, housing is cost-wise is out of sight. Now, who really wants to be moving their family into that kind of an environment? I mean, I can see that the member of the armed forces might move on to Fort Bliss and maybe have the spouse and kiddos
stay behind,
stay someplace else, a little bit safer.
I'll visit you when I can.
But I know that 5 years ago they were projecting that El Paso was going to be one of the fastest growing cities in America. Now that certainly puts the kibosh on that. The other thing is, for all border towns, whether it's Laredo or Rio Grande City or Brownsville or El Paso, generally, the retail outlets there used to do spectacular business because people would come up from Mexico, buy their goods, their ready-made goods in America. The JCPenney store in Laredo for years was one of the most productive return for square footage because ladies would drive up and buy box loads of shirts and then take them back into Mexico because the quality they could get at even a C-grade store was better than what they could buy in Mexico. Well, you know, all that's gone away now. Those people just don't move back and forth like they used to. And the other idea I think that is in Steve's bill is who's moving south, not only what's coming up from the south, but who's taking stuff back, because there could be people taking money back, obviously, from deals that took place in the United States. That's assuming that Americans use drugs. And So it is. That's going to be something to worry about. But also, they're calling it a backlog of thousands of Texas courts having drunk driving charges needing to be cleared out. So now they are looking to give convicted drunk drivers lesser charges.
Lesser penalties.
Yep. It says convicted on lesser charges.
That happens anyway.
Okay. Yeah. What, first-timers?
What happens a lot of times, and this happens right here in Brazos County, you have someone who is arrested for driving while intoxicated, and that case will get pleaded down to obstructing a highway.
Ah, Okay.
Because they can give the same penalties for that, but it's easier to prove.
Yep. Sure, sure.
Repeat DWI offenders who don't have a record of related conviction or treatment will continue. So, again, now they'll, I guess, extend that to some repeat DWI situations. That's one of the bills in the legislature. But it does seem to say here that Mothers Against Drunk Driving in favor of it. So maybe that will help to clear out the courts a little bit. But still.
Wait, in favor of
they
knocking
are.
These
they're
down?
They're in favor of this new legislation that in fact would give repeat DWI offenders an opportunity to not have to go through the judicial process the way that they do right now. So that's one of the bills that's out
there.
That's
a very
right
strong
now.
Lobby.
Yes, it is. And again, I can see it didn't clear the courts.
Well, I had that story yesterday. In fact, it'll in a different version or a different take on that is coming up in the next newscast.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. They say it makes a shift away from a longstanding notion in Texas that all drunk drivers should face fines and jail time. So I don't know. How do you feel about a two-time offender being out on the roads right away? I guess that's what it's about.
If it clears up a backlog, it's the same reason why, and I realize we have to go now, but it's the same reason why we shouldn't be throwing people in jail with personal use amounts of marijuana.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, any of these things that happen to be nonviolent, I understand. But anyhow, that seems to be one of the many, many bills that will be taken up in Austin. All right, it's 6:49.